On today's Kids Corner, Liz shirks his responsibilities and goes to a concert.
Let the words of my mouth and the promise of my heart be pleasing in your eyes. My God, my rock, my king.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Liz and Lucille have been in Grandpa Anoli's church school class for as long as they can remember. Today, Grandpa is giving them a little quiz to see what they've all learned.
Hey, Lucille, how many have you gotten right so far?
All but one. I missed the question about the names of Aaron's kids.
I missed that one, too. Okay, yeah. So we're tied.
Okay.
All right, last question.
Oh, yeah. Ready?
We're ready. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, write your answers when I say go.
Okay.
In the book of Genesis, it says that Noah was 500 years old when he had three children, Ham, Shem, and Japheth.
500 years.
And two of every animal came onto the ark.
Two of every animal.
Gotcha. And it rained for 40 days and 40 nights.
40 days and 40 nights.
Okay. So, how old was Noah when the flood came?
What?
Write your answer now.
500 years old, 2 by 2, and 40 days and 40 nights?
More seconds.
I'm done.
What?
Yep, I'm done.
But how did you get that?
And time's up.
Oh, come on.
All right, everybody hold up your answers. Lucille, you wrote 600 years old,
yeah,
and that's correct.
Wait,
right.
What? How did you get that?
Franklin, you wrote 749.
Okay,
that's
wrong.
Not right.
No.
Deborah, you wrote... What's that say? Younger than Grandpa Anoli. Well, I'm sorry. Your answer, which may or may not be correct, is too vague.
Yeah.
Liz, what did you write for your answer?
I didn't write anything down. I got it wrong.
Genesis chapters 5 and 7, Liz.
Oh, but...
Noah was born 500 years when his kids were born and 600 when he went into the ark.
Well, I got confused. Grandpa psyched me up by putting all those numbers in the question.
Well, Lucille, it looks like you're the winner.
Uh-huh.
And I have a prize for you.
What is it?
All right, here we go.
What?
It's a CD.
Mm-hmm.
You got a CD from Grandpa Anoli?
Yeah, he usually gives us like candy bars or something like that.
Well, I know what you're thinking, that I'm going to make you listen to the kind of music I listen to.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
You should be so lucky. But anyway, I went and picked up this brand new CD, especially for one of you.
Well, who is
really?
It? Lucille, open it up. Who is it?
Okay. It's Amos Obadiah.
Oh, I've heard of him. They play him on the Christian radio station.
He's the Christian artist of the year, whatever that means. To be honest, it's not my kind of jazz, but the kids all like him.
Okay. Well, thanks, Grandpa Noli.
No, don't thank me. You earned it.
Oh.
That afternoon, Lucille and Liz popped the Amos Obadiah CD into Lucille's boombox.
Come on, Lucille. Hit play and let's get it over with. Then we can go do something fun.
Okay.
Huh. I guess this isn't too bad.
Yeah. Not too bad at all.
Okay, all right. But every CD starts with at least one good song.
Yeah.
As Liz and Lucille continued listening to Amos Obadiah, they made a startling discovery.
Grandpa Noli did good.
Yeah.
I really like this.
I do too. This is tasty.
Tasty?
Well, yeah, you know, not like candy bar tasty. Tasty like, dude, this is tasty.
Yeah. Okay. You know, it's not just that. These words are really good too.
Yeah. It's cool. It's like he's singing straight to God.
Yeah.
Your love is everything.
Liz and Lucille listened to the Amos Obadiah CD all week, learning the songs and singing along. The more the young lizards listened, the more they liked. On Friday night, Liz even had a dream about singing up on stage in front of the whole school. And he liked it. Then he had another dream where he was a giant ice cream cone.
What? Well, where am I? Mom, there's a dog licking my face.
He's just telling you it's time to get up.
All right, I'm up. Oh, man. Hey, wait a minute. We got a dog? We got a dog? Oh, Mom, thank you.
Whoa, hold it. He's not ours.
What?
He's your Aunt Ella's.
Aunt Alice.
Yeah, remember you told her you'd watch her puppy while she was out of town?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. And you said that if I do a good job dog sitting, we could get one of our own.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe.
Well, this is your chance to show how well you can take care of a dog.
Gotcha.
Meet Lemuel.
Lemuel? What kind of a name is Lemuel?
The kind I wouldn't choose either, though it is from the Bible.
Mom, have I mentioned recently just how much I like Lizarardo?
Oh, I think Lemuel likes Lizarardo, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Liz spent the afternoon playing with Lemuel in the backyard.
No, Lemuel!
Actually, playing might not be the right word. Chasing Lemuel around, trying to keep him from tearing things up, would be more accurate.
Lemuel, don't chew the lawn, gnome! Oh, man, you are lucky you're cute, dog.
Hey, Liz! Liz!
What?
Whoa.
It's okay, Lemuel. Down, boy. Whoa. He's a friend.
Yeah, cute puppy, yeah. Liz. Where'd you get him?
Oh, it's my aunt's. I'm watching him while she's out of town.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, Lucille?
Well, I was looking at my Amos Obadiah CD, and this fell out of the booklet.
A concert schedule?
Yeah, look right here.
Tureen? He's coming to Tureen?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's coming to Tureen. Look when he's coming to Tureen.
Dude, Lucille, that's this Friday.
You bet.
Oh, you bet it is.
It is.
That's so cool.
I know, it is. So, you want to go?
Are you kidding? Of course I want to go.
All right. It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, we're going to see Amos Obadiah live in concert.
We are.
The rest of that week, all Liz and Lucille could think about was going to see their new favorite singer, Amos Obadiah, in concert. Liz was so looking forward to it, he didn't even get upset when Lemuel made yet another mess in the backyard.
Oh, Lemuel!
Liz did a good job watching over and cleaning up after the visiting puppy, something that didn't go unnoticed by Liz's mother.
Liz, I have to say, I'm proud of you, the way you're taking care of Lemuel.
Oh, he's not so bad. Besides, when he really starts getting on my nerves, I just think about going to the Amos Obadiah concert tomorrow night, and suddenly I'm not annoyed anymore.
Yeah, about that, Liz. How are you going to watch Lemuel and go to a concert at the same time?
I'm not. Hmm? I did get it all arranged, though. Linda said she'd watch him.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've got to pay her, you know, Linda, but she said as long as something better doesn't come up, she'd be happy to dog sit for me.
I see.
Why?
Because something better has come up.
What?
Yeah, Linda just called. Esther Eccleston's birthday party is tomorrow night.
So?
Well, so Linda's going to it.
She'd rather go to a dumb old birthday party than get paid to watch a cute little puppy?
Well, apparently so.
What is this world coming to?
I don't know.
Honestly.
But I do know that you'll have to stay home with Lemuel tomorrow night.
But can't you just stay with him?
Sorry. Your father and I are going to see The Sound of Muzak at the Performing Arts Center.
But, Mom!
Liz, this is part of the responsibility of watching a puppy.
But I really want to go see the Amos Obadiah concert with Lucille. Mom, he is so cool.
What was Aunt Ella's one rule?
Don't leave Lemuel alone.
Mm-hmm.
But couldn't I just, you know, tie him up in the backyard?
Well, sure.
Okay.
As long as you don't leave him alone.
Oh, come on.
Liz, you said you were ready to dog sit a puppy.
Yeah. Come on, Lemuel. Let's go outside.
Liz.
Yeah.
There'll be other concerts.
Whatever. Lemuel, stop eating Mom's garden.
Hi, Liz.
Hey.
Hi, Lemuel.
Hey, Lucille.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I was just Oh, I was just thinking.
Oh, I hope you were thinking about the concert. I'm just on my way to go pick up some tickets.
Tickets. Yeah. You know what, Lucille? I don't think I'm gonna go.
What?
Yeah, well...
It's all we've been talking about for the past week.
I know.
What's the matter? Oh, don't you have any money?
No, that's not it. I've got it right here. It's just that...
Just what? They're only going to hold the tickets for another hour.
I know.
Do you want me to pick a ticket up for you?
Okay, yes, get me one. Here's the money.
All right. Boy, you really had me worried for a second there. I'll see you later.
Yeah, later. Okay, Lemuel. I'm going to have to do some serious thinking here.
Liz spent that evening devising his plan.
Now, let's see. Mom and Dad leave at 5:30 to take Linda to the birthday party. And then they're going to dinner in the theater. The Amos Obadiah concert starts at 7, so I'll have plenty of time to get there after the folks leave. The concert is, an hour and a half. But the musical goes until 10, so I should be home in plenty of time before they get here. And you, I'll just tie up outside. I'm sure you'll be fine for a couple of hours, won't you? Oh, good boy.
And that's what Liz did. The next evening, after his folks left, he tied Lemuel up in the backyard. Then he went to meet Lucille, and together they went to the concert.
Take my life and take my day. I will follow, I will pray. Of my mouth and the promise of my heart be pleasing in your eyes. My God, my rock, my king. If I stumble and I fall or get lost along the way, you will never let me go. Your love is everything.
Even when I break my promise,
set me on a new way, where your mercies are brand new every day. Let the words of my mouth and the promise of my heart be pleasing in your eyes. My God, my rock, my king. If I stumble
forgotten completely about Lemuel and his responsibilities at home. After the concert was over, Liz and Lucille waited by the stage to get Amos Obadiah's autograph.
I'm going to have him sign my tickets, darling.
Oh, yeah? Well, I bought a copy of the CD. I want him to sign that.
Oh, yeah, I wish I'd thought to bring mine.
Well, I guess my mind is just more finely tuned than yours.
Oh, yeah, right. Finely tuned, that's it.
Hey! Oh, wow, here he comes!
Ian?
Can you sign
this? Oh, yeah!
Can I sign this?
All right, sure. There you go.
Can you sign my CD, please?
Okay, hey, what's your name? Okay.
Most people call me Liz, though. You can call me Liz.
How about if I make it out that way?
Oh, sure. Great. Right. Thanks.
Could you sign my ticket stub, please?
If you want, I have a picture here I can sign for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would be so wonderful.
There you go.
I just want to say,
yeah.
Oh, I really liked your concert. It was a lot of fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope you continue to worship God in your own life.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a Christian, well, you're going to be worshiping God forever.
Yeah.
So we need to practice now.
Right.
I do.
All right, hey, be good, you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Liz returned home, excited to have met Amos Obadiah and overjoyed to have the autograph CD. But when he stepped through the door, there were a couple of surprises waiting for him.
Hello, young man.
Mom!
Where have you been?
Well,
Or should I assume by that autographed CD in your hand that you went to see Amos Obadiah?
Well, yes, I did.
Look out the back window, Liz. Tell me what you see.
Uh-oh.
Well?
Holes.
And?
The laundry line's in the dirt.
And?
Oh, ow, the lawn gnome's missing its head.
Tell me what you don't see.
What I don't... I don't get it, Mom. What?
Lemuel. Do you see Lemuel?
No. No, I don't. Mom, where is he?
Where's Lemuel? Good question. He chewed through his rope and ran away.
Oh, no.
He's gone.
No.
Hey, kids. We've got something to share with you and your parents. Ask them to come over to listen. Okay. I've got something special for everyone. Kids Corner has an important ebook that will help your family think about prayer. The Faith Practices for Families Prayer ebook explores the why, when, and how to pray with your family. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to find the Faith Practices for Families Prayer ebook. We hope these resources will add to your daily prayer practice and inspire you and your family to draw near to God. It's all for free from Kids Corner.
Liz's mother and father were very upset with him. He immediately left to search the neighborhood for Lemuel. While he was out looking, Grandpa Anoli rolled up in his truck.
That you?
Yeah. Hi, Grandpa.
What are you doing out here this time of night?
Oh, I'm looking for my aunt's stupid, dopey old puppy.
Come again?
It's a long story.
Well, you look like you could use some company, so why don't you hop in? You can tell me all about it.
Okay.
Liz got in Grandpa's truck, and as they drove around, told the old lizard all about Lemuel and Amos Obadiah.
So, the concert was good, huh?
Oh, it was great. Mm-hmm. We sang a lot of worship songs and praised God and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, and you got an autographed CD?
Oh, yeah, right here.
And you had a lot of fun.
Oh, tons.
Even though your mom and your aunt told you not to leave Lemuel alone.
Yeah.
And now Lemuel has dug up your backyard and disappeared.
Yeah.
Bad things happen when you disobey.
But, Grandpa, I was worshiping God. Isn't that important?
Of course it is.
Well, then why?
Liz, do you remember who the first king of Israel was?
Saul?
Yeah. You're paying attention in class. That's good. Now, do you remember the name of the prophet of God who anointed him?
It was Samuel.
Excellent. Now, do you remember the rest of the story? What happened to Saul?
He was replaced by King David.
Right.
Yeah.
But why? What did Saul do to get replaced? Do you remember?
Sort of.
Well, let me refresh your memory.
Okay.
In 1 Samuel 15, the Bible says God had Samuel tell Saul to attack the Amalekites.
Okay.
Not just attack them, but to destroy them completely.
Wow, all of them?
Yes, all of them.
Why?
You see, the Amalekites had been enemies of Israel for a long, long time.
The Lord who rules over all says, I will punish the Amalekites because of what they did to Israel. Put every Amalekite to death. Also kill the cattle, sheep, camels, and donkeys. Obey the Lord, Saul.
Very well, Samuel. I will lead the attack against the Amalekites.
So, I suppose Saul whipped the Amalekites pretty good, huh?
Not quite, Liz.
What?
Oh, he won the battle, but afterwards...
Everything that is worthless or weak must be destroyed. If you find anything of value, save it for me.
Yes, my king.
So, that's what they did.
Uh-oh.
They kept the best sheep and cattle, and they spared the fat lambs and the calves.
Oh, no.
He even kept Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, despite the fact that God commanded Saul to kill him.
Wow. That probably didn't go over too well, huh?
Nope. It caused problems for the Israelites for hundreds of years after that.
Wow.
You remember Herod, the man who tried to kill Jesus when he was still a baby?
Yeah?
He was one of Agag's descendants.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, Grandpa, what happened to Saul? Did God find out what he did?
What do you think?
Right. That was kind of a dumb question, wasn't it? Of course God knew what he did.
Well, not only that, God told Samuel he was sorry that he had made Saul king.
Whoa! And I'll bet Samuel told Saul what God said?
When he finally found him, he did.
Samuel! Samuel!
Mm-hmm.
May the Lord bless you. I've done what you directed me to do.
You have?
Yes.
Then why do I hear the baaing of sheep? Why do I hear the mooing of cattle?
Well, I don't hear anything.
Well, take a look around you. There are sheep and cows all over the place.
Oh, them.
Yes. Is there something you'd like to say?
The soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They spared the best of the sheep and the cattle. They did it to sacrifice them to the Lord your God.
Stop! What pleases the Lord more? Burnt offerings and sacrifices? Or obeying him?
Well,
it is better to obey than offer a sacrifice.
Yes.
It is better to do what he says than offer the fat of rams.
Samuel!
Refusing to obey him is as sinful as using evil magic. Being proud is as evil as worshiping statues of God.
But I thought I was doing the right thing.
You have refused to do what the Lord has told you to do. So he has refused to have you as king.
No!
And later on, God replaced Saul with David.
Wow.
Get the point? Even if you're worshiping God, you have to do it from a place of obedience. That's what pleases God most.
Yeah, I get it now.
Good.
I should have stayed home and kept an eye on Lemuel, and now he's gone. Grandpa, what if I can't find him?
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Meanwhile, we'll keep looking.
Yeah.
There's one more thing you might do, too.
What's that?
Pray.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Liz and Grandpa drove around for a few more hours looking for Lemuel. All the while, Liz prayed that the puppy was safe and asked God to forgive him for his disobedience. When they got to Grandpa's farm, they decided to call Liz's mom. But as they walked through the door, Grandpa's phone was already ringing.
Caller ID says it's your house.
Uh-oh. Hello? Oh, Mom! Yeah, we just walked through the door. We haven't found him yet, so we... Wait, what? He did? Oh, no way. No way! Okay, I'll be home in just a little while. Yeah, I'll call her. Oh, and Mom, I'm really sorry for disobeying you and Aunt Ella. Yeah, I'll tell her that too. All right, okay, I'll see you in a little while. Bye.
Well?
You won't believe it. Lemuel ran back to Aunt Ella's house.
I believe it.
Oh, man, am I relieved. I'm gonna need to call her, though, and tell her that I'm sorry. And tell her that I'll fill all the holes in her backyard as soon as I finish filling the holes in my backyard.
Mm, I think that'd be appropriate.
Yeah. Oh, Grandpa, can I call her from here?
Oh, sure.
Okay, sure. Oh, Grandpa?
Yes?
Thanks. Thanks for everything.
Anytime, Liz. Anytime.
It's easy to make the mistake Liz made. Sometimes we think that just by praying and worshiping, we're doing all that God wants us to be doing. But what God really wants is for us to obey His word. In fact, being obedient to God is a form of worship too. King Saul thought he could get away with disobeying God because he was sacrificing animals to God. But like Samuel told him, it is better to obey than offer a sacrifice. The important thing is to always be obedient to God. Then He'll love your worship even more.
Let the words of my mouth.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Lizard Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.